gotta have you near all the time, with your dreams wrapped in mine. Gotta be a part of your soul and of your heart all the time. Nothing in the world that I do means a thing without you. I'm just half alive in my struggle to survive without you. Never let you out of my sight, be it day, be it night. You belong to me, that's the way it has to be, wrong or right. I don't need the crowds at my door, the applause from the floor. I need is you and the love that we once knew, nothing more.
Music that you'll be listening to on WONY 90.9 FM is music that will make your body rock. Make sure to tune in.
And sexy. What if you were drinking? What if you made the first move? No matter what, sexual assault is never your fault. Support is available 24/7 through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, reminding you it's never your fault.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, January 31st, Alumni Association Music Industry Club and Oneonta's Photography Society is hosting an alumni panel discussion. Learn more about Danny DeRusso's music photography journey at 1:30 p.m. in Fitzell, room 321. On Saturday, February 1st, join the sustainability community from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Farmers Market. Also happening Saturday, February 1st, there will be a silent film streaming in the Red Dragon Theater. Is called The Crowd, and it starts at 8 p.m. On Sunday, February 2nd, there is a screening at Foothills, The Shark is Broken. Learn more about tickets online at Bigger Dreams Production. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
All right, and we are into our second hour of Lindsay's Lo-Fi Lounge. I hope you all are just as excited as I am. So my first hour was all oldies music, mainly like 50s and 60s. And then now into my second hour, we're going to be doing some covers of songs that are older. We're going to be doing just some fun music that I like. I also have a good handful, actually, of suggestions from like people I know and friends. So we're gonna have a good time this second hour. We're gonna get into like some folk music, we're gonna get into like some jazz, we're gonna get into covers. It's gonna be a great time. So I'm excited, you're excited, let's get started. We're gonna listen to Dancing in the Dark, which is a cover by Madeline.
I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to share. Come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little blow. Radio's on and I'm moving around my place. Check my look in the mirror. I wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face. Man, I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know there is.
Dancing in the dark. two bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing, and then a kiss for more than this. I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in some leafy glade. I wish you health and more than wealth. I wish you love. My breaking heart.
So we heard Rosie by Lots of Hands, and then we heard I Wish You Love by Leve, which I Wish You Love is a cover, but I was trying to figure out, like, who originally sang it, and it's honestly, like, I couldn't exactly pinpoint it, and maybe that's just me not being able to find it, but also it's been recorded, like, so many different times. And there's, like, French versions of it, and it was recorded a bunch of times in France. And it's just such a good song, and I love that version of it. And I knew that version first before I knew that it was a cover, which, I don't know. I like knowing the originals of songs. Like, if something's a cover, I really want to know what the original sounds like and what the original was, because I feel like it's just, like, I don't know, I personally feel icky about it if I'm only listening to the cover. I guess that's just, like, a weird, like, me thing. But I'm like, I want to give credit to whoever wrote it and to whoever, even if I don't necessarily like the original, I at least want to know, like, what it is and who is it and have listened to it at least once. But I don't know. So I'm gonna look into that one more. But it's a great song. So we're gonna continue on. We're gonna bump it up a little bit more, and we're gonna listen to Put Your Records On.
Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girls double dutch on the concrete. Maybe sometimes we got it wrong, but it's alright. The more things seem to change, the more they stay the same. Don't you hesitate.
Your favorite song. You go ahead, let your hair down. So far and fair. as the sky. Sunburned and lonely, sipping tea in the bar by the roadside.
So we also heard number one by the E-Block, which they're releasing a new song tomorrow. So maybe tune back in and I'll be playing it next week. Who knows? But then there was also a cover of Girls Just Want to Have Fun by STRFKR, which I'll leave that up to your interpretation as to how you want to pronounce that. And that's a cover by... it's by them, but then the original was Cyndi Lauper, written by Robert Hazard. Great song, honestly. Been a staple since I was a kid. An anthem, truly. A girl rock anthem. So we're going to continue on with a song called Truly Madly Deeply by Yolklore.
And when Since you got back, how have you been? Are you bored yet? The weather ain't been bad if you're in a masochistic. And every photograph that's taken here is from the summer. Some guy won Olympic gold 8 years ago, a distance runner. And that makes a lot of sense. This place is such great motivation for anyone trying to move away from hibernation. You
All right, so we heard also Long Way From Home by the Lumineers, one of my favorite bands, and then Homesick by Noah Kahan. Both really great folk songs. I've been really into folk, honestly. I was going to say recently, but I've been into folk, like, forever. I'm like a Mumford & Sons type of girl, which, spoiler alert, we're going to listen to a Mumford & Sons song in just a couple minutes here. But, yeah, no, they're great. I don't know. I feel like Noah Kahan's really relatable living in... I don't live in New England, but it sure feels like I live in New England sometimes with the weather that we get. And the snow and just the nastiness. At my hometown, I did a cover of Northern Attitude for an open mic, and it was just kind of nice to have that sort of like connection with people, because it is like, I feel like it's such a mentality living where we live. And it's just like, we all kind of like collectively, we don't hate the snow, but it's just something that we all just have to deal with. And we all hate cleaning our cars off in the morning. And we all hate when it gets all like mushy and we fall. There was some guy today that fell, walking, and it's just like, we all kind of hate it a little bit, but because we all deal with it together, it's not as bad, which I kind of love, just that like community and just like connection we have just from living here. And it's so much fun and I love it so much. But we're going to continue on, listen to some more music. We're going to listen to one of my new favorite songs that I actually don't know if I played this already on this show, which I'm gonna regret if I did already play this, and I'm gonna feel bad. but we're gonna listen to Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac.
Be my silver spring. do you miss? The breathlessness, the wildness in the eyes. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams under streetlight spells. A truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart to the end. Get my head out of the ground. Time don't let us down again. Take me back.
Alright, so that was Rushmere by Mumford & Sons, which is the title track of their upcoming album coming out on March 28th, and I am beyond excited for it. Like, when I saw this announcement, I literally freaked out. You can ask my roommate. She thought, like, something was wrong, genuinely. I was freaking out about it. It is their first album in over 6 years. And it's absolutely insane. I am so excited. I will be listening to that at midnight when it drops. But yeah, I'm so excited. I love Mumford & Sons. We're going to continue on though. This is another request from one of my friends. We're going to listen to Cough Syrup by Young the Giant.
Losing control. These fishes in I'm losing my mind, losing my mind, losing control.
So that was Cough Syrup by Young the Giant. I want to thank you guys for listening. I had a great time with this show, second show of the semester. Feeling good, feeling great. But yeah, no, thank you guys for listening. Even if you either just got here, if you're not even, I guess if you're not listening anymore, you wouldn't be listening to this. But shout out to the people who were listening the first hour, if they're not here anymore. But yeah, no, I love this so much, and I love what I do. It's so much fun. But yeah, no, so thank you guys, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. It's Thursday. You only have one more day of classes, and then it's the weekend, so y'all are basically already there. So have a great rest of your week, have a great weekend, stay warm, stay safe, and tune in next week. So we're gonna go to our last song. It's With Arms Wide Open by Creed.
Well, I just heard the news today. Seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes, begin to pray. Then tears of joy stream down my face.
I'm sure. sucker streets.
I heard your voice, it was just white noise. I'm still scanning the radio. Sick of seeing you wishing you never went missing. Will you please come? I'm in the corner of a crowded room. I'm looking for you.
W-O-N-Y Oneonta.
The hotel key.
We play.
Slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me.
Hey, how do you respond?
A little bit of everything.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions.